I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
No one wants to break bad news to someone, but maybe it'll go better if we're here the entire time. It's John, Jay, and Rich breaking bad news.
It's John, Jay, and Rich. Time for breaking bad news. This is where we got bad news. Someone's got bad news they got to deliver. They're going to use our show to do it. Peyton, who are we talking to today?
We're talking to Corinne.
Corinne, okay. Corinne, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So you got some bad news, huh?
Yeah, I have some, like, weird bad news for my boyfriend. I'm super nervous about this whole thing.
Okay, well, don't tell us what it is. Yeah. Only Peyton knows what it is, right? Peyton, you're the only one that knows what it is,
yep.
Right? And it is weird?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Ooh, your face makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. How long have you been holding on to this secret?
3 days.
Okay, not too long.
And how long has your relationship been going on with your boyfriend?
We've been dating for 3 months now, officially.
Okay. All right, what's your boyfriend's name?
Alex.
Okay, so this is the way it works. We're going to get Alex on the line, and we'll tell him that he's on the air and whatever, banter back and forth, and let him know that you got some bad news for him. But the bad news, I believe, is sealed in an envelope. Is that right, Peyton? You have the envelope sealed?
Yes, okay. I have it right here.
You're going to pick one of us to read the bad news to him. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll get him on the air. We'll rip open the envelope. So you pick the person next, and then we'll get him on the phone next. All right? So breaking bad news. That continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
It's John, Jay, and Rich. We're in the middle of breaking bad news. We got Corinne on the line. Her boyfriend, Alex, they've been together 3 months, but she's been sitting on bad news for the last 3 days.
Are you nervous about this? Do you feel like you guys might possibly break up once you break this news?
I don't know. I definitely think it's going to be weird after it gets out.
Is it weird like, hey, Alex, I saw this mole on the back of your neck and it's bothering me?
No. Like, I mean, nothing like that.
All right.
That would be weird.
Okay, so which one of us do you want to read the news? Suzette, Peyton, Rich, John Jay?
Suzette.
No.
It's a good choice.
She was quick with it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to give Suzette the envelope. We'll get Alex on the line and let him know what's happening. Let's see how weird it is. I hope it's really weird.
No. Well, you got us curious.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alex?
This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Good morning. This is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich Show. We actually want to talk to you on the radio for a second. We just need your permission first. So we want to know if it's okay.
Oh. Cool. That sounds fun to me. What's up, guys?
Well, Alex, we have this segment on our show called Breaking Bad News, and it's based on whether you deliver or receive bad news. If you do it with friends, it's easier to take the bad news, and it's easier to receive the bad news, and it's easier to give the bad news. So we have somebody that would like to tell you some news, and it's not so great. So they wanted to do it on our show.
I guess tell me what's going on.
Okay, now here's the thing. None of us know the bad news except for Peyton on the show, and she wrote it down and put it in an envelope, and it's sealed. The bad news is sealed in an envelope, okay? So, because we kind of turned it into a game, we figure if you're going to use our radio show, we want to get something out of it, so we kind of make a little game out of it. Now, the person that has the bad news to tell you is your girlfriend, Corinne.
I have no idea what this could be, so should we just get to it?
Yeah, but hold on. Let's say hi to Corinne. Let's bring her up. Corinne, say hello to your boyfriend, Alex. Alex, Corinne.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Corinne. I guess I'm a little surprised at this. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, there's a two.
Okay. So, Alex, whenever you're ready, Suzette was chosen. She's the chosen one. She will rip open the envelope and read the bad news whenever you're ready. Corinne, are you ready?
Yeah.
Corinne, are you ready?
Yeah.
Alex, are you ready?
As ready as I'll be.
Okay, whenever you're ready. You just tell her to. Go, whenever you're ready.
Ready, Alex?
Go, then.
Go, all right.
Yeah, please.
Okay, I'm going. Let's see how weird this is. Oh, I ripped it.
That in itself is bad news.
That's just cursed, clearly.
Oh, no. Oh, my. I'm a mess. Okay. Bear with me. I ripped it right in the middle. And this is really long. Okay, it says, "Hey, babe, it's Corinne. I just wanted to let you know something that went down this last weekend at the cabin. This is so weird and awkward, OMG. Okay, so when we were all drinking and stuff and you went to the store with your mom, your dad got sick and was throwing up and everything, so I went to check on him because it was like snowing. Well, when I went out there, he fixed himself up and said thank you, and then he started going on this whole rant on how beautiful I was and how any guy could have me and that you lucked out on getting me, and then he tried to kiss me."
What? Like, he tried to kiss you? Like, really? Like, I don't know. Corinne, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. He even came up to me and apologized the next morning.
Why wouldn't you have told me this, like, right away?
Well, for one, I don't really know your family. I have only had dinner with them one time before this trip. I didn't want to stir the pot and make anyone uncomfortable.
Okay, I understand that, but you should have told me right away. Like, I'm sorry. And as sick as it is to say this, like, I'm not surprised. My dad's, he's a player. Like, he's always cheated on my mom, and I found that out really young. And oh God, I really have no idea what he was thinking coming on to you. Obviously, that was like horrible, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm so sorry. And I hope this doesn't change how you feel about me, because I'm nothing like him, and I'm so sorry, and I'm really disappointed and embarrassed. Can you don't have to forgive him, but can you not hold it against me?
I'm just trying to process this. Give me a heads up before the weekend.
Give me a heads up what?
Trip. Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm gonna walk, Corinne, walk me through this. So Alex and his mom go to the store. The dad, you said, gets sick, right? So he goes to the bathroom. So is he like puking? Like, when you said got sick, I pictured like puking and diarrhea, and maybe he was like too old. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then you went in to check on him, and you said he cleaned himself up. So I figured, you know, he's khaki pants on a little too high, you know, and he's like just a little disheveled, and then like he still got like stuff on his mouth.
Ew, no. So when I was talking to Corinne, she had explained to me that they had all been drinking.
Right.
So he was sick, like outside throwing up, like didn't feel good. At least what I was understanding.
Oh, I mean, you're
right,
an old
Corinne?
Guy with a walker.
I don't think that was what she's trying to
like,
say.
That's
ew.
What I was like. Yeah, you know, like he like crapped a bit. Like, he has colostomy bag and he puts in his diaper and like that. And then he's like, oh.
Gross.
You're too good for him.
No, like drunk.
Drunk sick.
Sick. Is that right, Corinne? I think that's where me and you were at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were drinking and then they went to the store and yeah, he was very sick in the bathroom. Yeah.
Very sick. So he's very, he's puking from being drunk too much.
I guess so.
So he tried to kiss you.
Oh, that is so awkward.
What a compliment.
No.
How do you dodge that? What do you say?
It was very awkward. I just excused myself and went to my room.
Did you kiss him back for a little bit and then go, hey, whoa, this is wrong?
No. No.
Why does that happen in movies? I never understood that.
In movies, they always slowly kiss for a little bit. Whoa, whoa, hey.
It's like you already made
wait
out.
Wait a minute. You're my boyfriend's dad after a makeout.
I can only imagine how uncomfortable you probably feel and felt. Like, I wouldn't want to go around my boyfriend's family if his dad tried to kiss me. I'd be like, what the heck, you weirdo? Yeah.
I would be mad. Yeah. I would be really upset. Like, I can't believe you just, like, made a move.
That's awful.
I know, and Alex is like, hey, I'm not surprised. My dad's a player.
That hurts even more. Mm-hmm. It's like, ouch. Alex, have you talked to your dad about this? Has he done this before with one of your exes?
He's never done this with one of my exes before, but obviously, like, I've caught him cheating before, and so we've had talks, and, like, it's my dad. Like, what do you say to your dad when you're, like, a kid and you catch him cheating? It's not, you know, my parents are still together. It's not a great situation, but, like, my mom knows about it, and, you know, that's their relationship, and their together, and you know,
yeah, but now now you're an adult. It's like, this is your girlfriend. You need to step in, set boundaries, and be like, dad, back off. Like, I never want to hear that you try to do this again. Like, why are you trying to hurt me and disrespect my girlfriend?
That's exactly what it is.
Well, obviously that I'm gonna say something to him now. Mm-hmm. I had no idea because Corinne didn't tell me until you guys called me on the radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I wish you would have told me at the moment, Corinne, because I would have said something right away. We would have left.
Alex, are you a fan of the, have you seen on Disney Plus the new Boba Fett TV show?
No, not yet, but I'm actually really looking forward to seeing it.
Okay, because I was going to suggest, you know, you just kind of take Corinne over to your dad and as a gift, give her to your father as tribute.
What?
Episode one. As a gift, tribute.
No.
Remember they were giving them all these gifts to Boba Fett as tribute?
Oh, John J.
Just give in. He's your leader. He's your father. No. He wins. He trumps everything.
No, he doesn't.
That's how it works.
I mean, I don't really find this that funny. Like, I'm pretty upset about this right now. And frankly, like, I can't believe he did this to you, Corinne. And I'm so sorry. I hope you don't hold this against me. And if you don't want to see my dad for really ever, I'm not going to hold that against you.
Well, at least you guys are good. That's good.
Alex seems like a great boyfriend.
Are you guys good, Corinne? Are you cool with Alex?
Yeah, I think so. I need some time to process all this.
Yeah. And Alex, I'm sorry that you're going through all that, you know, with your parents, and it's tough.
Well, if I were you, Alex, I'd get back at your dad, hook up with his girl.
That's his mom?
Damn right. It's not so funny, is it, Dad?
Some really strong ideas coming out of you today.
You are not okay.
How do you feel about that, Dad? Huh?
That's gross.
It's not so funny now, is it, Father?
Alex doesn't think
it's a
that's
shame
funny.
We're so visual. to go down the road.
You're talking about me hooking up with my mom. I don't. This whole situation is not funny to me.
He didn't like the Boba Fett tribute thing. He doesn't like this.
I know. I can't win them all, man. It's been a rough 2022.
No. You know.
Okay, then don't do it.
That's my mom.
Okay, just an idea. Like, not all my ideas are great.
I would not want to have that conversation with my dad ever. That would be terrible. I'd say just leave it alone.
All right. Well, Alex, that's the bad news.
Say something to him.
You got to say something to him.
I can't let this just slide. And Corinne, I promise you, like, he'll never do this again. And I'm never going to leave you in a situation where anything like this might happen.
That's awesome.
No.
That's good.
All right. Well, that's what the bad news was that she had to tell you. And you're right, Corinne. It was very weird. So thank you both for going on the air with us. That's Breaking Bad News. John Jane Rich. I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard. And my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.